Greetings and salutations. Welcome back to CLS SideQuest right here on YouTube. My name is Colin Moriarty. As always, I hope this video finds you and yours very well. Today's video is dedicated to PlayStation and to PlayStation Experience, which is right around the corner. And originally, I had wanted to do a predictions episode similar to the predictions I have done for years at IGN and Kinda Funny before big conferences and expos and the like. But there is a problem. It doesn't seem like there's going to be a press conference, a traditional press conference, before PlayStation Experience this year. So instead, I'm pivoting to a sort of PSX predictions slash PlayStation discussion on the games that should be coming out in the next 18 months or so, exclusively on the platform, and I think it's going to be an exciting conversation. Sony may have nipped and tucked about 90% of what makes PSX interesting to begin with, which is the press conference, but nonetheless, let's talk PlayStation, let's talk all things PS4, and perhaps beyond, and I'll see you on the other side. PlayStation fans are a boisterous bunch, and beginning in 2014, they were given a way to celebrate their love of the brand in person with the annual PlayStation Experience, a multi-day expo catering to all things triangle, square, circle, and cross. 2017's PlayStation Experience, taking place in Anaheim, California during the second weekend of December, is right around the corner, and initially, I wanted to do some sort of predictions episode dedicated to the show. After all, the best part of PSX over the past few years was always the press conference that rang in the festivities. The three previous years' conferences were lined with some memorable announcements and solid demonstrations, but this year, there is no press conference. Instead, there's some sort of speech. The PlayStation blog says the following about this ambiguous talk. Quote, "In the opening presentation, PlayStation Worldwide Studios chairman Sean Layden will provide an update to attendees. We'll meet some special guests, along with a few surprises and game updates," end quote. Sadly, it sounds like we should keep our expectations in check, though I hope I'm wrong. But we can still talk about PlayStation this week, not only because there are likely some interesting announcements coming out of PSX, perhaps some release dates and the like, but because Sony is entering a really interesting year in 2018, one that it has to play just right in order to retain its market dominance. With a resurgent and mesmerizing competitor in Nintendo attacking it from one side, and an ever-present Xbox brand toting an all-new console iteration on its other flank, Sony can't simply rest on its laurels next year. Instead, it has to play offense, something it's done pretty well since PlayStation 4 launched to critical and commercial acclaim in 2013. PSX can help set the ball in motion with some key announcements and reveals, but those announcements and reveals, if they happen at all during Mr. Layden's address, will be limited in number and likely lack explosiveness. Skipping a press conference during PSX is understandable from a strategic perspective. After all, Sony has to worry about E3, Gamescom, Paris Games Week, TGS, and much more every year, and it can't blow the roof off the joint every time. But the absence of a conference in Anaheim means Sony can play its cards a lot closer to its chest and work towards a deliberate, victorious conclusion to this generation. I say conclusion to the generation because this generation has clearly moved into its third and final phase. In February of 2018, PS4 would have been revealed 5 years ago, which is astounding to think about, and by November, PS4 would have been launched 5 years prior. The previous console generation that brought us Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 was artificially lengthened, almost certainly because of the financial crisis that occurred during the middle of the battle. What PS4 Pro and Xbox One X show us, however, is that both Sony and Microsoft are turning into more nimble, more eager, and more anxious console manufacturers. And with a healthy economy buttressing the market, you won't see this generation last anywhere close to 8 years. I can tell you that next-gen games are already in development, for one, and beyond that point, PlayStation console generations have typically run 6 years. PS1 came out in 1994, PS2 in 2000, PS3 in 2006. PS4 was the outlier. We're going to see PlayStation 5, or whatever Sony decides to call it, in 2019. If I were a betting man, I'd say leaks begin next year, the reveal occurs before E3 2019, and the console is out in time for the holiday season later that year. That's all exciting stuff, but there's plenty in front of us to deal with in between now and then, between December of 2017 and the rollout of that purely hypothetical schedule. There are a ton of interesting and exciting games coming down the pike for our aging current-gen hardware, and it makes more sense to focus there right now, so let's do that. Let's run through some of the exciting upcoming games being readied for PlayStation 4 for release over the next 18 months, while agreeing that we should probably cast aside, for the sake of our conversation, smaller games and PSVR games being incubated from within the first party, as well as studios like Guerrilla and Polyphony that have obviously moved on to next-gen projects, so that we can instead set our eyes solely on the big guns we already know about. The big gun I want to start off with is Dreams, because out of the 8 games I want to touch on here today, Dreams isn't only the biggest question mark, it's also the game least likely to justify its completely absurd gestation period, and is likewise the game pretty much guaranteed to sell the fewest units. I respect what British developer Media Molecule tries to do, and I think it found deserved success with Little Big Planet and Little Big Planet 2. But did you know that Little Big Planet 2 came out in 2011? That's right, 2011, January of 2011, in fact, meaning it's just about 7 years old. A small team at the studio developed Tearaway for PS Vita, launched in 2013, but apart from that, Media Molecule has been toiling away on Dreams for so long that in the time it has been in development, Naughty Dog launched Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception, The Last of Us, The Last of Us Left Behind, Uncharted 4 Thief's End, and Uncharted The Lost Legacy. Dreams was first seen at the PS4 reveal in Manhattan in early 2013. A beta was supposed to be launched in 2016. That got pushed to 2017. 2017 is weeks away from being over, so maybe a beta is only a few weeks away, one announced at PSX. The least we can say is that Dreams has had a very, very troubled development cycle. My assumption is you're going to see heavy PSVR functionality in the game, and obviously, you're going to move. It'll certainly be clever and whimsical, but it likely won't matter, and I fear Dreams will be Media Molecule's last game, which is a shame because there's a ton of talent there. At the very least, Sony needs to announce a firm beta date at PSX. At the most, a release date would be nice. With Dreams out of the way, however, we can focus on much more interesting, exciting, tantalizing, and promising titles. So let's chat about God of War next. In a normal run of games, God of War would easily be the standout, but the fact is that the exclusive AAA space is so packed for PlayStation 4 over the next 18 months that it doesn't necessarily sit at the apex of those games. The good news is that it's almost certainly the most imminent release, and I'd be surprised if we don't get a release date at PSX. March of 2018 seems like a safe bet, right after Shadow of the Colossus comes to PS4. The God of War franchise was desperate for a reboot, and God of War Ascension on PS3 just didn't do the trick at all. Kratos was a boring, one-note character, and while the games were immensely pretty, its arcadey gameplay was rooted in another time. Thankfully, the franchise is evolving in the nick of time. The Norse-centric God of War reboot seems to have learned from other games around it, and that's a good thing. I have a great feeling about God of War. Lots of people do. I can't wait to get my hands on it. Thankfully, we probably only have to wait a few more months. That leads us to two other games that are safe 2018 launches, Detroit Become Human and Days Gone. While people are dreaming if they think they're going to see the likes of The Last of Us Part 2 in 2018, spoiler alert, you won't. Detroit Become Human and Days Gone provide a nice little 1-2 punch for Sony's exclusive catalog, following what will likely be deep critical and commercial success for God of War. And while I'd like to see Detroit Become Human come first, I think you're going to see Days Gone as the next game out of the door after God of War, probably in Q2, but perhaps sometime in July or August. I've heard quite a bit about Days Gone. It too has had a bit of a rocky up and down dev cycle, as evidenced by the fact that, well, Sony Bend hasn't released a game since PS Vita launched in 2011. Detroit Become Human, on the other hand, has a lot riding on it. Not so much for Sony as for Quantic Dream, because Beyond Two Souls was such a disappointment for so many. At PSX, it's entirely within the realm of possibility that Mr. Layden announces a release date for Days Gone, though I wouldn't expect the same treatment for Detroit. In any case, a 1-2-3 punch of God of War, Days Gone, and Detroit Become Human gives Sony's first-party publishing a meaty 2018, complemented by third-party published exclusives like Ni No Kuni 2, big platform-agnostic releases like Red Dead Redemption 2 and Far Cry 5, and long-awaited adventures like Dragon Quest XI. But now we get into more nebulous territory, starting with Spider-Man. I know that there are rumblings that Spider-Man is going to come out in 2018, but I have reservations. It's possible, sure, or maybe even likely, but it seems, well, fast, not to mention unnecessary. Spider-Man is a game Sony and developer Insomniac need to get just right, and that's going to take time, especially when working with Marvel, a company that's not going to just let something half-baked go to market. Beyond that, consider what I just mentioned earlier about PS4's likely 2018 release schedule. Where does Spider-Man fit? Sony has, in recent years, largely wised up to the fact that it doesn't need to release exclusives during periods where other guys' games will do just fine. That's why you saw no major first-party releases this fall. Why launch your own cannons when Call of Duty and Battlefront will do myriad damage for you? Likewise, you need to look at 2018 and Spider-Man through a similar lens. God of War is almost certainly a Q1 game. Assuming Days Gone falls somewhere in the middle of the year, and Detroit Become Human launches sometime in, say, September, where does another exclusive fit? 2018 seems like it could be a huge console-shifting year for Sony. Spider-Man would be wisely held until Q1 of 2019 at the earliest, but Sean Layden himself has pointed to 2018 as the launch year. Will we get any clarification one way or another at PSX? My answer would be definitely if there was a press conference, but perhaps another great trailer accompanied by a release date at E3 would make more sense. The Last of Us Part 2 isn't coming out until 2019, and anyone who tells you otherwise is lying to you, so temper your expectations. Likewise, with the game playing a fairly prominent role just a short time ago at Paris Games Week, I'd say it's a safe bet that we won't see or hear much about the game at this year's PSX, apart from some panels that will likely give us additional glimpses into the characters, the world, and the trials and tribulations of development, just to keep you interested. I'm just trying to downplay this because I care about you guys and gals out there, and I don't want you to get your hopes up about The Last of Us's sequel coming out in 2018. It's not going to happen. But I do want you to be excited about this possibility, that it's going to be for PS4 exactly what the original The Last of Us was for PS3, the insanely good exclusive that rings out the generation on the most positive note possible. I don't know about all of you, but I have May 2019 circled in my imaginary calendar, because that's when I think the game will launch. What better way to push PS4s one last time than with a sequel to the previous generation's best exclusive? It's a guaranteed grand slam, frankly. And now, my friends, we come to Death Stranding and Ghost of Tsushima. I've long said Death Stranding isn't a PlayStation 4 game and that it won't come out until 2020 at the earliest, and I stand by both of those assertions. The game hasn't even been in full development for a year yet, so I'd be shocked if we heard much of anything about Death Stranding, which I think is going to come out so far from now, it won't even be a launch title for the next console that it was probably always intended to be on to begin with. Hideo needs time. He's shown us that plenty in the past. It's going to be important to be patient there. I suspect the outcome will be plenty worth it. Far more interesting is Sucker Punch's recently announced game Ghost of Tsushima, since I think there is every possibility it'll be out well before Death Stranding. After all, Sucker Punch's last game was a very early PS4 game, and it has been toiling away on this project for a few years. Unlike Death Stranding, I think Tsushima is a PS4 game, and again, it was just announced and is likely a 2019 title, so don't expect to hear much about it at PSX. Still, I can't wait to see more about it. Sucker Punch is a woefully underrated developer, and as the infamous trilogy showed us, they have plenty of tricks up their sleeve. It's a great time to be a PlayStation gamer. It's also an exciting time to think towards the future, since this generation is waning with something new, something unknown lurking in the shadows. I'm stoked, friends. I'm excited about each and every one of these games, even Dreams, which I hope turns out far better than I think many of us suspect. Keep your PS4s free of dust, your controllers charged, and your televisions free from other users. I suspect we're going to be kept busy with a ton of quality gaming over the next 18 months. Well, that's it for this episode of Colin's Last Stand SideQuest. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be very interested to see what you think of the video, so leave your comments below. And of course, thumb up the video if you like it, thumb it down if you don't. I will waste no more of your time. I will see you next time for more Colin's Last Stand SideQuest. In the meantime, keep on gaming.